The Workplace Gender Equality Agency published their latest report on gender pay gaps of Australia's largest companies this week. While the average gap fell from 13.1% to 12.7%, the change in employers' gender pay gap has widened. Some organisations are developing strategies to not just close the pay gap, but to bring diversity to their workforce. The YWC in Canberra is working on it, and Community Radio Network's reporter Noah Seckham spoke with the CEO of the Canberra YWCA, Francis Crimmins, about their targets.
First of all, where is the YWCA at when it comes to your own gender equality reporting?
So YWCA Canberra has operated for nearly 100 years across the ACT, and we've got over 400 employees, but we're in very feminised sector. So we're providing community services, whether that's early learning education and care, homelessness, domestic violence support, food relief. It's a highly feminised sector. And so we have been actively trying to attract more men to see themselves in caring roles and social sector roles, and actively trying to grow so we've got a more diverse workforce. Our culturally, our workforce is really diverse, but we did really want to see if we can have more men come and work in the caring sector, because I think it's great outcome for gender equality for children and the people we care for. So we've been working hard on getting our gender pay gap closed, and we're really delighted that right now we're sitting in what the Workplace Gender Equality Agency describes as the neutral zone, which is either -5 to +5, either in favour of men or women. So when you're in the negative, it's in favour of women, and when you're in the positive, in favour of men. So we're currently -4.9% across our average salary.
And I think that poses a really interesting point there, the fact that you are leaning on the like feminised industry side of things. We have heard in recent years, you know, a lot more women being able to break into construction, that there are groups and, organisations to support women in those spaces. What is it like trying to attract men into feminised industries? What kind of unique challenges have come up through that?
So the challenge is that the professional wages of our sector, we've been very undervalued because it was traditionally seen as women's work. And also, remember, community services were traditionally volunteer roles as well. And so now that's a professionalised sector, so is the early learning sector. And what we know is when more men work in feminised sector, like nursing, the base of pay grows as they got more men into nursing. And look, I think it also goes to what we tell girls and boys about what careers they could be, but we've also had a lot of success in a very multicultural workforce, and we have a lot of our male staff come from recent migrants. And so it's actually a really... created a really thriving culture. We celebrate all of that here, and that's, I think, built this culture of trust and support for people of all genders, and including we've noticed a lot of younger employees are non-binary. So we also are really encouraging the Workplace Gender Equality Agency to start reflecting that as well in the data and not to stick to this binary as well.
That idea as well that you've mentioned of new migrants perhaps being more open to working in these traditionally feminised industries, how much of the, I guess, gender roles essentially do you think are baked into Australian culture? How much do you think that matters?
I think it's still there because we can see it in the data, and you can definitely see in the traditional male-dominated roles like mining, finance, banking, they have very big gender pay gaps. But you can also see it in retail sectors. So, for example, some of the worst pay gaps are in retail sectors that are actually marketed to women because the front line are all women selling clothes, cosmetics, jewellery to women, and the CEO is a man earning all the money. So some of the pay gaps that were shown today are in the 70% in some organisations. And I think the other thing is culturally, and I think also women are a little bit afraid to talk about their pay and how much they earn. And people need to know it's actually it's not illegal to do that. Some employers will say you can't discuss your pay. You can, and they can't stop you. So I think it's really important that we do have these conversations about pay. We're fortunate that we have an enterprise agreement and it's really transparent. And that's the message from WGEA, this transparency on pay gaps. If you see a massive pay gap where you work, you should be asking questions why. If somebody's doing the same job as you and are earning more based on their gender, that's actually against the law. So this is why this transparency is so important to help get pay, gender pay parity and all, have us all in this neutral zone.
That was Frances Crimmins from YWCA Canberra speaking with Community Radio Network's Noah Seckham.